Mark Cuban's presidential aspirations officially over after ditching anthem, says ex-NFL player. By Warner Todd Houston on February 11, 2021. Former Minnesota Vikings safety Jack Brewer proclaimed NBA owner Mark Cuban's hopes of becoming president officially over after Cuban proudly announced that the Mavericks had ended the national anthem. Brewer, now a Fox News contributor, told the hosts of Fox & Friends that Cuban's announcement that he, a billionaire, and his millionaire players do not feel like they are part of the United States was the death knell for Cuban's often stated interest in running for president. On Wednesday, it was reported that Cuban said that he had stopped the playing of the national anthem during the current NBA preseason games and intended to cancel the song for the whole of the coming 2021 season. The reason Cuban reportedly gave for ending the anthem is that he and his players don't feel represented by the national anthem. Once the story broke, though, the NBA quickly shot down Cuban's plan and told him he must play the anthem whether he likes it or not, in keeping with long-standing league policy. Brewer slammed Cuban's decision to end the playing of the anthem and noted that the American people do not want to see the anthem eliminated. He added that Cuban's actions are total disrespect and a slap in their faces of the American people. "I can't believe that Mark Cuban did this," a shocked Brewer said. "You got to remember, the NBA has taken a stand. They have felt the pains of supporting anti-family BLM movements," Brewer concluded. "They felt the pain of supporting anti-American rhetoric. Their ratings dropped over 40% last year from doing that. They have taken a stand to stand for the American flag. God bless them for doing it. And then Mark Cuban goes out and goes against them. His presidential future is over officially from this episode." Cuban played with running for president in 2016 when Donald Trump ran against Hillary Clinton. He also mulled the idea in 2020 when Trump ran for re-election. In 2019, Cuban said that if the circumstances were right, he would throw his hat in the ring for a White House run. And last year he again noted that he is keeping the door open for a presidential campaign. Still, as far as Brewer sees it, Cuban's proud proclamations opposing the national anthem would likely end anyone's interest in putting the NBA owner in the White House. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.